the very first day for an integrated Booker T. Washington. Do you even remember the day and the nervousness you must have felt?
Yes, of course. As a matter of fact, I got a call the night before from a friend of mine on the north side. He said, "We are concerned that there may be some problems when the white kids pull up tomorrow. But," he says, "don't worry, we've got it taken care of." Well, of course, that increased my worries because I hadn't thought about that particular thing. Well, he was absolutely right. When the next morning came and the buses arrived, apparently there was a lineup of fellows there that could have whipped the Green Bay Packers. There were no problems whatsoever. Once the kids were in the building, things went very well. As I said before, there were no arguments or fights of any kind for a long, long time.
And that attitude continued then for many years. I mean, you never did have any major racial tension?
Well, not while I was there. I don't know what occurred subsequently, but I don't think they have had any major problems in that regard.
Carver Middle School, too, was integrated.
Same time.
Same time.
Yes.
Is it true that the black community was upset about that?
Yes, to some degree. As I recall, there was an alternative school set up.
I believe Carver Freedom School.
Freedom School. That operated briefly. In the meantime, we were going to renovate Carver, make it larger and so forth. We set up kind of the model that I'd had in Eagle Grove, and an instructional and an administrative principal. I don't recall the enrollment, but what we had anticipated was having the building ready for the new enlarged enrollment. Unfortunately, there was a steel strike in Pittsburgh, which delayed for 6 months the completion of the building. And so not only were the administrators faced with the problem of trying to work with the desegregation issues, but also just housing. They had kids everywhere in the lobby and the auditoriums and so forth for about 6 months, but they persevered and prevailed, and the school is doing well.
The day that Booker T. opened under this concept, you must have had a lot of media coverage, national coverage that came out?
I don't recall what the coverage was. Actually, the program was unique, I know that, at the time.
I do know that in 2008, Booker T. Washington was placed 66th in Newsweek magazine's top 100 public schools.
Mm-hmm.
It became, and still is, a school today that is sought after. It's a magnet school.
Well, any student, of course, is eligible to attend. They have to pass certain criteria, and those change. That's been a moving target, certainly since I left the district. The numbers, I think, are the same, the end result, but the various standards that they go by are far past my understanding. I don't know what they do now. At the time, we were struggling to get enough white students to go, and so it wasn't so much of an issue. Later, I surmise that it has been a much more difficult process for blacks and whites to get into Booker T. because of the very thing you just mentioned, the quality of education. Our first focus was on quality because we knew that in the end of the day, parents will seek out quality education for their kids. It was interesting when we were kind of interviewing a few kids at Carver Middle School. After they'd been there for about 2 months, the white kids from the South Side, we were interviewing some of them, and we asked them what they liked most about Carver, and they said, "The bus ride. We've never been to that part of town before." So you don't know what kids are after. You know what parents are after. They're after quality. Over the period of time, those things have all gone away. That, my gosh, the program has been in existence for 30-plus years now in both places, and so it's just a way of life.
When you were first recruiting, grade point was not an issue. It was just that you were white. Is that true?
Essentially, at that point in time, although I think fortuitously most of the kids were pretty average or above average in their abilities anyway, because they were going up and they were going to face high-dollar teachers who had their own standards. They realized that, and as the years have passed, why, of course, that word has gotten out across the community.
Did you draw from that experience then with Booker T. and you watched that grow? Because you were coming up with new concepts, anything came out of that that promoted your thinking in other areas?
Not particularly. It was important not to try to do too many different kinds of innovative things because, as I said, parents by and large are traditionalists. So at that point in time, we were looking at quality education that they would understand. So the idea of non-gradedness and all of that kind of thing was not even in the picture.